कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
And on Cyrus Says, we meet Neil Bhupalam, the highest paid actor in that Carter Road ka jo corner lane. I don't know what the back lane is. What's it called?
Why follow your auntie's advice when you can follow Cyrus Says on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated about the latest shows?
Okay. Time for confession here on Cyrus Says. Before we introduce Neil Bhupalam as the guest, he's waiting, drinking his coffee, getting pumped up. He's going to punch me in the face in the next 5 minutes, which always is good for audio. But I just want to discuss one of my pet fears, because the other day I saw it. Somebody made me watch something about clowns. And I have to tell you, I can't understand how you can find clowns funny. Clowns are scary. They have too much makeup. They look like a very old grand aunt of yours, you know, who's just put on a lot of makeup 2 days before the end. And there's just everything evil about them. Hence Joker became so popular, for example. I mean, just look at it. Everything is evil about the clown. There's nothing funny. In fact, the correlation between funny and the clown doesn't exist. And that's what I want to discuss with my guests for the next 45 minutes. The show is called Cyrus Says. Neil, welcome to our wonderful show, which as we speak in Parliament, in both houses, they're debating it and discussing it. And it's just fantastic that we get this kind of reception, considering only 3 people speak English in Parliament today.
Yeah.
And that's including Shashi Tharoor, who's is another version of English. So that has to be translated into normal English.
He amps up the average.
There you go. Yeah, he does. That's a good way of putting it. Neil, welcome to... Well, why welcome? What the hell difference does it make?
Thank you,
Cyrus.
It's
a stupid show. Yeah, there you go. You can call me, you know, whatever you want. Jerk, prick, Vijay. My watchman calls me Vijay. I don't know
Vijay.
Why.
His from name is Vijay days.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. But they would say Vijay.
Vijay. Did you ever have on your Vijay on your boarding card?
No, but when I was, I'm so old, Neil, you won't remember this, but I could take anybody's boarding card and you know, those were the days. So I was very often on some technicians, because we, at MTV, we held cheapness as a very high thing, you know, right. It was very important to us. So they'd be like, Brocha, you finish early, you go on Pankaj's ticket. So I've gone on a woman's ticket as well, no issue. There's no gender bias back there. Security guards never looked. Why did they do that? Now when you enter the airport, they spend 44 seconds per person reading something they can't read.
Yeah, that's very precise.
I don't know why they do that. I'm always because don't you do what I do if you're a regular traveler? You press the, you color that name and you put your thumb right under the flight number. Yes. How much more can you spoon feed a guy? it says IC815 Delhi, Cyrus Brocha. I've given you both.
Yeah, sure.
So I did it myself. I said, okay, I'm a retard. Let me see, as a retard, how long will I take? Cyrus Brocha, IC815. I counted 5 seconds if you're dumb, 10 if you're stupid, 15 if you're distracted, 20 if you've asthma. What the fuck is going on with these guys? 44 seconds.
It's true.
Do it, Neil. Check it out.
You gotta do work, man. So I think that's what they do. I think they just model it
just
out.
Just like me as a VJ. Wrong person, wrong job.
Uh-huh.
Neil Bhupalam, you're an actor, an RJ, a stage artist, a man of many colors. Yo. Your wife's name is Nandini, and we just found out that you have a painting of my wife's.
That's correct.
Yeah, her early nudes.
Aisha.
Of me.
Yes.
You killed my punchline.
Oh,
you.
Shit.
You had an awkward moment. Not of hers. I don't allow that. Fascist pig that I am. No, but so we have a lot in common. We'll come to all those things. But first, let's start at the fact that... So you were with Channel V. I think by that time, correct. I was on a pension.
Yeah.
On my way out. I was doing... They were nice to me and saying, we'll do 5 days a month, Brocha. We'll give you something for
that. Wow,
that's
nice, huh?
Yeah, it's a bit like what the BCCI is doing for retired cricketers, you know.
But those 5 days, they must have rugged out you.
Of course.
No?
Well, of course. When you're not shooting, you do other work. You know, like file accounts and you're old.
Sudoku.
There you go. Sudoku and MTV. Are you crazy? The average IQ was 11. When I left, now it's 9 after roadies. So let's, Vijay, should we start at the beginning? Is that an easier way to take this whole journey?
I think so.
Of yours?
Yeah.
So long, long ago,
you
tell us. That's all I have.
There was a big bang and then the sequence of events
so
that followed.
The Suhaag Raat and all that. I mean,
this
is so bloody long.
And that's it, man. That's what leads us to be over here. But journey is good, man.
Bombay boy.
I was born in this little nursing home on Mehboob Studio Road.
Wow.
Yeah, now I just started using this story.
Yeah,
now.
I was born in Mehboob.
Yeah, man.
Ke piche.
Little side on. And then mom and dad shifted to four bungalows.
So it's Neil Mehboob Bhopalam. In his full title.
I think so. Post this is just going to skyrocket.
That's good.
But yeah.
That's a good story. As you get bigger and bigger and more famous, this story will be a legend.
Dude, you
and
just...
And somebody, some idiot will make money. Some tout will be like, Neil Bhopalam ka, bachpan ka birthplace.
Abhi bhi hai.
Abhi bhi hai. Same doctor. 117-year-old Dr. Asif. So you were born there.
Mm-hmm.
So Bandra then?
Now Bandra. Now.
But why were you born there? Where did you live?
Then we were off Carter Road for a little while, Shirley Rajan. And then mom and dad got a place in four
When you said Shirley Rajan, what the hell were you talking about? The name of the building?
No, man, there's this road off Carter Road.
I'm so sorry, Bandra snob. Like, I don't know all the bloody roads, man.
Huh? Shirley Rajan Road, off Carter Road.
Do you know Durga the Jasraj Marg in Malabar Hill? I didn't throw it at you. I could have thrown it at you. I could have just thrown it at you and you'd have been completely mad after that. I'm going to put that in my next ticket.
Yeah.
When I stand in line, exactly. I want the guy to go through Durgada Jatya Marg.
Yeah.
Him understand that. Yeah. Flight number? Durgada Jatya Marg. Yeah. So you were you're a Carter Road boy, which is the same thing, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bhopalam is what kind of
South. Name? My dad's from Karnataka, Shimoga.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The way you said Shimogra, an awkward pause after that for me, because I've got nothing. I've never been there. I'm trying to Google.
It's a little more specific.
Is it
than
next to Humpy, which is my favorite word in the English dictionary?
No.
Every time people say, where are you from? I want to say Humpy.
Humpy, no?
Humpy. My people are all from Humpy. You think that'll go down
just
well?
Feels
we'll
nice
get some
on
letters.
The breath.
We'll get nasty letters. So, you speak any, what do you speak? Tulu, Kannada?
I can recognize a bit of Kannada, but not too much.
Oh,
no.
You're like one of us, Bender Snob.
Yeah, man.
Didn't pick up anything on the way, is it?
Yeah, it's just bad English that I know.
That's all right. You're in Bombay. Everything is bad. We bastardize everything in this
true
city. We don't even have a government. We have like a weekend government generally.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back. So, right, take us to the beginning then. You were born and the doctor said, it's a girl. No, shit, it's a boy.
And they're like, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's going to do great things with his life.
It's good, man. Like, I'll try and sum it up. Where do you want? You want schooling?
School, college and all that?
Schooling, I did. I was in three schools. I was in.
When did you have sex for the first time?
At about.
Eight?
No, man.
14?
I wish. No.
22?
19, 20. Pretty late,
shit.
Yeah.
So 38? It's wrong.
Just catching up, yeah.
Yeah, damn. 38 was the first time. The second time was in my 40s. So it's still going on. Stupid question. Let's get back to school. So, what were you like in school? Tell us about the young Neil Bhopalam. Has anyone asked you about this?
Not many.
I'd love to know. What is your personality like?
Not very.
As gregarious
chatty.
And outgoing
no,
as you
sir.
Are now?
No. Even that's an act, of course.
Okay. So, you've taken some substance.
Yeah.
Luckily, where we are, this part of the world, easily available at every corner. Yeah.
Without a prescription. I had a really crappy schooling, Cyrus, because not a very quick learner on that format of education system.
Into academics?
Know? No, sir.
Oh. Well, you don't like instruction. I do believe it's a different thing. A lot of people just don't like instruction.
Yeah.
They're actually good learners, but they don't want you to tell them in this forceful way.
Yeah, but I'm a decent orator. So if the class is going to judge me based on a presentation, then I'm going to ace.
And then you get excited and you would study it and all.
Yeah.
When I said excite you, you keep thinking pornographic.
Stop, I did actually.
Stop for a second. Go back to what was it? The stars in the sky. What nine planets. How many are there? 10, 7. Somebody check.
Nine, and I don't know why.
Now look out of the window and count the planets and come back here. Give him something to do. He's so bored of this show.
He's gone already.
Oh. Same substance abuse, no? He goes to a rickshaw guy. He's the only rickshaw guy who doesn't take you for a round. In a sense, he does. But yeah.
Oh, shit.
Bro, I want to know more about Bachpan. So you would call yourself introverted?
I think so, yes.
And not very into...
You grow up feeling stupid because you're only judged on the report card, right?
Yeah. And what about sports and music and all the other things?
Dude, So then I went to... That's a valid point. And then I went to Bangalore.
Eh?
I did 3 years of schooling in Bangalore. Because my folks were going to shift over there. Since, remember, I said Shimoga and Karnataka. So then dad thought he'd go closer
back to the roots.
To, the roots. Huh. But then there was no job over there, so...
1 minute, what kind of... They're among the smartest people of India.
Huh.
Why would your father go without a job back home? Wouldn't he get the job first?
Well, there was some property over there, like some shops and
that's
stuff.
Not a
but
job.
It was
that's
badly managed. Yeah, it was badly managed. Huh. So then that had to be sold. And
so you were in Bangalore proper or in the outskirts?
No, proper. Then my aunt stays there.
Okay, so you were put in the city and you were given an education.
Yes, I was in boarding school over there.
Where?
There's a boarding school called Baldwin's. Baldwin Boys Hostel.
Oh, Baldwin's. They gave us four big actors in Hollywood. And now Neil Bhopalam. So you're
born
a Baldwin.
Off Mehboob's
Neil Baldwin. It sounds like
Neil
a Baldwin.
Baldwin sounds
it sounds like the fifth brother or sixth brother.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever they are. Exciting. All right. So how was boarding school then for you? Were you unhappy there?
Pretty much.
Because I'm thinking you spend a lot of time in a school here in Mumbai.
Also, I'm Maka Ladla, no? So then...
Aren't we all?
Then once you go all the way to... like
nobody to hold
state,
your hand.
Nobody is there. Yeah. So...
Isn't it a terrible moment for you to fold your own bed and all that? I mean, for Indian males, considering a Garib Desh and all that, no Indian male has ever done his own bed. You know, the poorest Indian male, let's call him Tikchand. Tikchand has never even bothered. He's baby, Yamaji. It's always like that. You know, somebody,
God. Placed strategically over there. It's got a life of its own.
But do you feel, I want to ask this because I've never been in boarding school. My wife is from Rishi Valley and she always looks down on me and like, you know, we are spoilt and whatever. Mm-hmm. So there are two sides to the coin and she's right. But do you ever feel that kind of like, you know, like the parents have done you in sort of thing, a little aggro towards them? Not now, but when you were there, do you ever feel like, oh God?
If it was, it wasn't there for too long. But I've been raised to look on the brighter side of things. So
okay,
it's like, huh? Okay,
that's the way cool. India survived.
Yeah, man.
With promises.
You got it.
Achhe din aayenge.
What are you going to do?
15 lakh bank account mein. Don't worry. Go forward, India. Everything will happen. Cancer will be cured.
And you're exactly where you were.
There you
earlier.
Go. All right. Now, I'm asking this on a serious note because all my boarding school friends always ask this, do you ever feel angry? Because I have kids and I cannot bear the thought of them being away.
Yeah, same.
I'm the other type of parent. Yeah. You know, I'm too clingy. They hate me. They won't want me around. They don't want me around.
Yeah,
my son says, drop me away from the school and I'll walk.
Okay.
I don't want you to be seen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So he's ashamed of his father. All right. But I still can't put him in boarding school. Or, you know, what I'm saying is that it'll be tough, the separation anxiety kind of thing.
No, for sure, for sure.
So did you ever get that aggro, like, oh God, I've been abandoned or whatever?
Not too much. Or my brother, however, is still a bit...
Older, younger?
Older.
So maybe it hits their elder sibling more.
Dude, because the older ones have always got the raw end of the deal,
Yeah, no? I'm young. I'm the younger one.
Me too. So we can get away with blue murder,
Yeah. All right. So then, life changes?
Life
changes. Personality change being on your own? Like it developed differently?
Specifically, life change when I was in college. I did this course called BMM, Mass Media, right? Which came about like I was the second batch. So it wasn't
in the 90s only, I think. I just remember it coming out as we left college.
Huh? Yes, absolutely. And so then I did advertising over there. And that's where things started to
change. In school, no theater, no acting chops and
some
all this.
Football.
That.
Acting chops has just been like, I mean, everybody's an actor. And
everybody has that story. I was an actor in school. Yeah, you're right.
I did some like kaka plays, man. I did Emperor's New Clothes where I was the side over there.
I also did Emperor's New Clothes, but...
But you were the emperor, no?
No, I was one of the swindlers. You?
One minister who gets fired pretty early on.
A minister in Karnataka? You, no. Which resort? Excellent. Yeah, so again, just to understand, as a young lad, not that interested in the creative arts, a little bit of footy and the usual nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
But more like the athlete, is it?
Yeah, a little more...
How are you trying to impress the girls?
Dude, I was banking on, you know, the right lighting most of the time.
That will come into play soon. Don't you worry. Thank God for these smartphones. You can light yourself
And my
up.
First job was, I was a radio jockey at 19.
That's very interesting. So at 19, you became a radio jockey.
For Mirchi.
And you broke Gaurav Kapoor's record of, he says 18, but you know North Indians. So
Gaurav Kapoor,
he was 29, but he says 18. Like Shahid Afridi turned out to be 6'7".
He was still in the womb when he started doing stuff.
Yeah, I don't argue with boys from Delhi. Under 19, you come to swim against this guy with a big beard and his two grandkids. And his name is Bunty and he's got a big baritone. Sounds like, you know, Paul Robeson himself. And you're all there just hanging around.
Yeah.
You know, at 48, I look 16. So I like to think.
True.
But you know, I'm the guy they still check my ID, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, the government of India.
Are you really 48?
I'm 48.
Wow, man.
Thanks, bro.
Well done.
Why, you don't think 49 will happen? That's rude, bitch.
That's
rude.
Early 40s, dude.
Radio, come on. So if you're playing football and not interested in anything else, where did radio jockey come from?
So I was in National College doing my mass media studies. And then...
Why? You came here?
Yeah.
You weren't in a Bangalore college?
No, I was there just for like from the age of 9 to about 12. So 5th, 6th, 7th, then 7th again.
Formative years, 9, 12. They say personality is developed by about 12, 13.
Yeah.
Okay, so you come
back. That's pretty specific. That's because you have kids, you know this.
No, I always try to understand, like, why are people nuts?
They're very formative,
It's always got to do with the breastfeeding, from what I gather.
True.
Which they continue doing in their 20s, you know, which should be stopped at some point. So you came back to... Oh, you go to Nationals. You were Nationals.
Yeah.
I'm going to Nationals right now.
What for?
We're doing some event there, and... apparently, I have to camp there from 2:00.
It's not bad. But that auditorium is pretty
good. Wow, it's fantastic. I went and saw it the other day. I was amazed, blown away.
Yeah.
What kind of money these people have.
In fact, that, thanks to National College and our principal at the time, Mrs. Anand.
Well done. Just in the nick of time. It was a slow one.
Should I go for the first name?
The ball hung in the air and then Bhupalam coming forward. And, yeah.
It was thanks to her I got, like, things just come into, like, I think people make your future.
But you think you switched a little bit, like, you know, you're one character here and then your personality changes in Bangalore, the 9 to 12 period. You come back and you, again, because you're restarting every time.
I'm restarting
every day.
You think
there's been a change in, maybe it made you tougher, made you, you know, more versatile.
Yes.
How do you cope?
Yes, that way for sure. Yeah, that's looking on the bright
side. And when you come back to college, I'm just thinking you've got to make an impression because this is the worst period.
Yeah.
Where you're being judged, the girls, the boys, all that. So you've got to really make an impression fast. Outsider coming from.
So what I go ninja mode. Go full power straight up in a new space.
Okay. You disappear in the shadows.
Back,
and then you stab them in the back.
Once I realize people are pretty stupid, then it's okay.
This is not a commentary on nationals. This is a commentary on all
across the, world,
all across the country. So young Neil Bhupalam comes back and now re-engineers his personality a little bit and becomes an RJ how?
By chance and luck, they wanted a few.
Did you take part in the college things?
Yes, they wanted a couple of college students from East, like HR, Sydenham, National College, Yamaha, like ambassadors to come and give information about your sort of like what's happening in college. And that's when
the
radio
opened. So you're the top spokesperson for your
college
thing?
Yeah. They got makeup stuff like fashion, what are you eating, and all of that jazz.
Lovely.
And so I went over there for the meeting, and then
you can take that all the way to the Lok Sabha, by the way. that potential. Yeah.
And then I saw a few people coming in and out.
This is where AR.
No.
Mirchi. Okay.
Parel.
Yeah.
By then they were the second station to be open, or the first station. Times was the first, or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
which is Times?
Yes. Huh. 6 months into them opening, I gave her a shot. I gave an audition.
So they called you back for an audition after that?
No, when I was there. See, that's where being at the right place at the right time helps.
But there
were
40 other guys, but they only asked you to.
I was the only one who said, may I audition? Nobody else thought of it. So they said, yeah, sure. If you can stick around for a few hours once I engineer.
Was Clever there?
Yeah, man.
What are you saying?
Yeah. Clever, I mean, they hang out a lot.
All the pornography that he's watched has been through my guiding light. That man knew nothing about sexual activity. I taught him everything.
Clever,
I taught him about pandas mating in the dark. You know, pandas don't like to mate in light.
Oh, I had no idea.
Of course, he wanted to see things which didn't involve animals. And he lost interest after some time. Clever.
But it's interesting because Clever, when I decided not to like stick around with Radio Mitchie anymore.
Years later?
No, it was just 6 months.
Okay.
But they rugged out me. So I was 5,500 bucks a month, which was.
And then you do everything, right?
In those everything. Days, like, everything. I come in on a Sunday also.
You have to all the pre-production is yours. Everything is yours. I think even marketing.
Time check, sponsored by so-and-so, and the time is this. Stop, go back, do your other, have biscuit.
Ouch.
Come back for the other time
very
check.
But you were saying Clever?
So Clever, and I was in college at the time, right? So I'd finish my class, get bus number 80, hit the road, nap in the bus, get up 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock was my show. I'd get in by about 2 to 8 or something. I had to be there. What about 6 hours of a shift?
Yeah.
Take a bus, get back home, do my homework for the
day. It's a seriously long day because you go to college in the morning and sometimes you don't pay attention.
Every time I have like long days, I think of when I was 19 because that was a lot of work per day.
Also catching that damn 80.
Yeah.
Waiting in line and auntie giving you dirty looks because you're not getting up. The first five times on a bus, you do give the seat to the lady, right?
Yes.
It's only on the sixth or seventh where
you don't make eye contact. Yeah.
But then you don't make eye contact ever again.
Never.
You look at your feet and you sit comfortably if you got a chair. Yeah.
In fact, you come with a pole and hope for the air.
Oh, so Bhupalam, don't take it there.
Crap.
Leave it where it is, man. This is like a Clever moment. Clever couldn't attend his own wedding because of this kind of attitude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Sorry. Hilarious. So you said at 6 months of doing it, rugged out completely?
Then they said, we want 100% Hindi. And I couldn't do that. They were also following a VJ format where the VJ could speak 60, in English.
40 and all that nonsense,
and talk and play music.
I'm not just 60-40. You should tell us in MTV also. So I'd be like, you have to calculate. Maine aisa done today.
Yeah,
how do you do it?
That's about 60%.
See, in Delhi, it works very easily because they actually speak bilingual, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just natural for them to say, what time aap log aayenge? You know, it's fine.
Yeah, correct.
And nobody bats an eyelid. It seems natural because it's very sincere in a way.
Yeah.
But we guys, either we speak in English or not bad Hindi or whatever other language.
Yeah. It's pick tough. A path.
We don't do the dual thing.
No, not so
And then
much.
Suddenly say, no, English. English guy. Some production guy in the back of the office has invented this name, English.
English.
So do what you want. So murder two languages. What comes out is you fuck two languages really badly.
Yeah.
Sorry about the bad language. About language, not the language. But you know, there's no pun in that. Yeah.
But And you know, they'd still get English speaking and English thinking VJs and ask them to do 60-40.
Really?
And then I'm like, why are you doing that?
But why did they do that? This is never going to change.
Cool quotient. Which was all warped. But anyway.
It's a class thing. Oh, God. I can't understand that. All right. So they went all Hindi. Is that the reason? What happened?
They went all Hindi.
I've seen you in a couple of films. Your Hindi seems perfectly acceptable.
I work hard at it. Because my grammar is off and my ekvachan, anekvachan, pulling, striling, all goes for a toss. So then I have a coach who helps me with my lines.
Like any time of the day? You can call him at 4 in the morning and say...
I could, but I don't want to do that.
Yes, because he's sleeping right next to
in
you.
In fact, I've started to treat a work day as just a work day. So then even if I have to compress my homework, while I'm traveling, I start like doing lines.
You should never overrate work. Work is really... I mean, did you learn anything from our government?
Yeah.
Not this one, the last one. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
So that is the reason. They started becoming very Hindi and...
Yeah, and then I said, I'm 19. I might as well just enjoy my college life.
You're making 5-10 grand.
Big bucks.
It was decent money.
If for 19, yeah, man.
Yeah, come on.
And then, like, I managed to pay for one of my semesters
by myself. Are you a heavy drinker?
Not then, no.
No, come on. I remember my first radio check and all that.
Right.
In fact, I remember getting a voiceover check before we go into break, telling a boring story for Ooh, Ouch. So they called us in separately. Ooh is one, R is one, and Ouch is one. I think I was R. And, she do it. And then he says, you know how these guys are, creative guys. Ek bar aur karo, aur expression. It's R. You know, so how many, let's say maybe do 20 times. Okay, got it. We got it. Fourth one is it.
Yeah.
Gone. And I took a check home for 8,000 rupees.
Wow.
It was almost like my dad's salary then, back in the 90s. I was like...
For a whole month of work, yeah.
I wanted to, why can't you come home and do that? Come all the way to Bangalore to Octavia Studios, stand there. Oh, boy. So, audio line is ridiculous. No one should get paid. This is what's happening here on this podcast. We'll take a quick break, then we'll come back. Neil Bhupalam. Now we're going to talk about his real journey, which is the film star, the VJ, and all the women he's, let's say, been with. Back here, NB, Neil Bhupalam. He's done No One Killed Jessica. A lot of interesting titles there. Shaitan, of course, is my story. Mm-hmm. And then everybody talks about this Anushka Sharma. I've seen this film, actually, NH10. Nice, I quite liked it, honestly. I like that genre. Am I depraved like that? I just like scary things. And
it was a bit scary, though.
It's pretty scary in parts. Yeah. It was a good film. It's amazing why... I don't understand why in India they separate the 4 or 5 big male stars and the rest. Because sometimes... Right. The pictures are rubbish. And there's no correlation between one and the other. So, so I've never understood that. But I guess that's the way it is. You have to change that, Neil.
I have to change
by becoming a super big star. Because there's no other way.
Yeah, apparently. Okay.
Okay, so let's rewind quickly. So you're done with radio. You got disillusioned, I'm presuming. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, I did.
And what do you want to do? You're still a kid in college.
Then theatre came about.
Okay.
The day through Atul Kumar. And my principal.
Yeah, Atul Kumar. Matmar.
Okay. Wow.
Thank
all
you.
These years, I've never thought of that.
Spend more
thanks,
time with Neil.
Yeah, man.
It'll be 9 soon.
And I said, okay, let me try doing some stage and some acting.
No, but you're saying the same day that you... this is like a karmic moment.
Hmm.
You kind of leave Parel Mirchi and
I went back to college because my friends
and
were
the guys there.
I was aware that they had these workshops and they were doing something because the principal struck a deal with Atul Kumar and... Rajat Kapoor, they were doing C for Clowns and Blue Mug, those plays.
Nice, I saw C for Clowns.
So they
were in it?
No, but that was, I crossed paths with them at that time.
Right.
And the principal said, look, you can rehearse in these corridors for free, but the payment is you need to train or workshop the kids from our college who are interested in theater. What a deal.
Almost made a department in a sense.
Yeah.
Informal
exactly.
Way. Yeah.
And... I mean, once you go to National College, there's an auditorium. On the inside, there's a corridor outside. That's where we used to rehearse. You'll see it. So, I mean, decisions made put me on my path.
Right.
You know?
So, what did you like about it? The charas? Oh, no, the chairs. Chairs is also Beckett, isn't it? No, but did you ever feel... Sometimes, you're in a place and you suddenly feel, okay, this is my place.
Yeah.
It's not about success or failure. You just feel, feel that this is where I belong,
sort of thing.
Like a guy who's good at sports when he lands up in a football academy or whatever, he knows this is it. Or a musician, with the right...
The people, I think, Cyrus. And that's why we do what we do, because you spend so much time with the people.
Big fan of Rajat Kapoor. I think he's superb.
Excellent.
He's gone through a couple of personal horrors, but
yes,
all
sir.
Said and done,
yes,
he's one of those guys who... He's top of the line for me, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot from Rajat Kapoor.
Atul Kumar. Mobile phone?
No, this is what I do. I don't have a smartphone.
This is an audio medium. You're showing me these things.
I'm showing you to.
They're like mental.
For hope.
But what the hell is that? What is that?
That's a 2G phone.
Wow.
No, 5 years, no smartphone.
Superb. Yeah, but you must have spent a lot of money on it. I buy really old phones, smart or
like
not.
Like which ones?
Like 7,000 bucks for this, whatever phone it is. Yeah, like everybody says it's really bad, but those people are technocrats.
Which one are
like
these days?
I don't know, I'm not good at all this.
It's like a pager, no?
You know,
hey, this is a good one.
It's a proper Apple phone.
That's a 5?
Yeah, but the price is much more. I got it really cheap because it's 3 years old or something.
Super. Well, yeah. I need to just send a message and receive a call.
I need it only to watch Lobster Tube, but now they've banned it and it's difficult. It doesn't open, man. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't.
But I heard if I go to Nepal, I can watch all the porn I want. So I'm going to cross the border.
Oh, that's what it is, Lobster Tube.
Yeah, you haven't got a Lobster Tube? No, oh, you've got this phone, which they can't see. Which I only want to send messages. You send messages, I'll watch Debbie Does Dallas. This is an 80s horror story, which you can't repeat now.
Right.
So you get into the theater group now, and the karmic theory that we have here is on the exact same day, you sort of quit... disillusioned and unhappy with this whole where it's going, the radio sort of thing, and you can't be yourself.
Right.
They want you now to be somebody else.
I mean, we always have to come on and sell a product, time you get on air.
And we can't tell you what to say, you know, because speak 18 words in Tamil and 20 words in Telugu. You can't talk like that.
No,
man should be true to himself.
Yeah.
Especially as an RJ, I would think.
Yeah.
Intimate medium.
You're being judged by your voice, right? And your person, like everything.
Also, how will we ever get to know you? Because otherwise you're just doing an acting job for me, right? You're just coming and doing something they want you to do. So I'm just saying.
Plug this, plug that. Tickets,
you want to be Howard Stern, one of the most prejudicial men in the world, then you need to be heard. But on that very same day, again, karmic theory, hate to repeat it, but it's true. On that same day, Atul Kumar's people are there.
Yeah.
You suddenly land up in this troupe and then your life goes in another direction.
Oh, for sure.
So quickly take us through it because I'm running out of time. I might have to talk even faster than I normally
can. Oh, crap.
Okay, which is really fast.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so then theater happened over there. We traveled. We went to Mauritius to do some shows. We started doing professional. We were up at Prithvi. I didn't know what a big deal it was at the time.
Had you been to Prithvi?
Yes, once or twice before that.
Okay. Were you even fascinated to watch theatre and all growing up?
A little bit, yes. Nadir Khan, you know Nadir?
Of course. Right?
Yeah, so then I had seen one of his plays, Shadow Box, which for Thespo. This was at the NCPA. I remember walking back, and I was in college.
You also didn't have a car, so the problems of parking aren't an issue for you then.
But then you think a lot, no?
Yeah.
Because then you're like walking and you're waiting. And
so never go to Sofia. There's no way in, there's no way out.
Yeah, it's true. It just felt...
So you went to Mauritius immediately. Parents think about all this?
They were pretty happy. I was doing something constructive. The point is, I firmly believe this, when you're in college, I don't understand... Like, little riffraff hanging around is totally fine. But if
it's also
you are,
like one time in your life where you're free, in a sense.
Yeah, dude,
no?
But what are you going to do with freedom? Like,
yeah, but then it only gets worse from there. That's why I know what you're saying. But I'm also thinking that that's the only time you can be a lafanga. But you shouldn't be a professional lafanga.
But as a hobby, yes.
Because it'll never get easier.
But I think that's the best time to have, to like work towards something, get some pocket money, man, anything. Because not only do you just meet people. Now I'm meeting people in like, and everyone's grown.
So
you
did it for the girls, is what I'm going to read. It was the chickadoos.
Yeah.
Is that still an expression?
Cut a time.
Why am I sounding 70s? No. Some colonel who fought the India-Pakistan war is like, I like that Procha boy. Reminds me of my college. very interesting. So into the theater, you start flying a little bit, wings. What is the Whitney Houston song?
Spread.
The Wind Beneath My Wings, wrong reference. The metaphor makes no sense. Moving on. But you're finding yourself without sounding masturbatory, you are finding yourself. And what is the moment where you become a Channel V VJ, or where does the money start coming in?
Yeah, so Channel V VJ happened maybe about 4 years into doing theater for a longish time. Like, I spoke to my dad also. I'm like, look, we graduated and all. They just give me like a year and a half to figure out. And if this acting is just a kira, let me just do the most and then I'll like get out.
So you wanted one gap year sort of to just give yourself a chance?
Yes. And I worked pretty hard in that gap year because...
Okay. But are a BCom.
Advertising.
Oh, you're BMM.
BMM.
Bloody mother. Very good stuff. So you're a proper degree guy.
Cyrus, 2 years ago or a year ago, I realized I have studied the mass media. And now that's my
trade. So you've seen it from, I hate to sound sexual again, from both ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is good. A holistic sort of viewpoint.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And then Channel V reaches out to you, I suppose.
I attempted a couple of times. No, man. Which Channel V person at that time?
And here's the question. How many times have you correct people who say V Channel?
I stop correcting people.
Yeah?
I don't care.
I find that damn funny.
You call it what you
want.
They used
to call us now because they could tell it's a Coke Pepsi thing. So be like, hey, we channel Bakra, na?
No, that's totally.
So I would also leave it. I would just
leave it. As long as they've seen it.
I've been called Sajid Khan, Adnan Sami, Deepak Tijori. I've been called all kinds of things. So, you know, and now as I age, I'm waiting for, you know, somebody looks at me and says, Sarojini Naidu, the famous mathematician. I don't know. I expect that.
Oh, that's
I don't know
that's
why.
Very rapid, Cyrus Brocha.
But back, so you went for auditions.
But VJing also happened. I was we'd watch Cyrus Brocha on this thing. So then
such a nice. I mean, look at him. I mean, why did you spoil it?
Do you remember Cyrus Brocha?
No. Really, I wish I did.
Oh, hilarious, hilarious, man. So I'm like, you know, looking
younger
up to you, and I'm like, yeah, a tad younger, but time is relative. So, and
I might pass away by the end of the story. I'm so fucking
old.
I keep
it quick. And you're like, okay, let's. I want that. I can do that. I can crack jokes. I can be confident. I don't mind if people make, you know, fun of me. I'll make fun of myself, you know. So then we did a bit of that, and I managed to catch just the end of that VJ-ness. Because post that,
oh, the VJ movement,
yeah, because you,
it changed,
it
the
changed,
roadies,
no,
and all
yeah, it went into reality TV. Yeah, then nobody cared whether you were funny or not. Yeah,
yeah.
They want to see some like six people have drama.
A poor guy like Ayushman had to go and get a career in films just to survive. It was really hard.
What a good career!
Yeah. So far, so good.
So far, so
I'll
good.
Take care of him.
Yeah, say here. So yeah, then that happened for a couple of this thing. It was going down the
Shamin Desai, who was the
Shamin Desai. Yeah.
So you went for the audition and they liked you?
Yeah. Then they were like, okay, come on. We've got this reality TV thing, V Freshers. Then they roped in Vinay Pathak and Ranveer Shori.
Simon and Garfunkel of our generation.
Yes.
Doing harmonies.
Of V Channel.
Let's see who's the Garfunkel here. Let's
shit.
Spend some time over that. Yeah.
And
Purab also, no?
Yes, Purab was sort of then freelancing. Then he was coming in for 4 or 5 days just to do like one show, Bolly V at the time.
The poor man's
But Juhi Pandey and I were really good co-hosts.
Juhi, who came on our show for our other show for one episode and then they didn't let her channel. So we did the show called Week That Wasn't. We had her in our pilot.
Yes, yes,
and the channel didn't let her work with us. And it wasn't like an MTV team.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know what the reason was. It was something to do with the channels.
Logistics, yes.
Very unfair.
Yeah.
Unless she lied, of course. Didn't want to work with
I remember that. We were working at that time only.
Oh.
So, yeah, so that happened, and reality TV was coming in to play big time, Cyrus. And I was like, man, I don't want to do this stuff. And you got a prod, right? You
so know once again, Neil Bhupalam picks up his sack and says, screw this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going somewhere else.
My decisions have been made.
It's quite the individualistic personality, yeah? Don't want to be pushed around. That's good to know, but most people go the other way. They do whatever they do to survive. Yeah. You're like, okay, this doesn't excite me anymore. I'm bored.
No.
That's nice. I wish we had more of that. I think it would help us in the end. Everybody just slides to one.
I had no idea I was wild like that, but yeah.
But it's good. It's good. Hold your own, brother. Hold your own, even if you drop.
Thanks.
Do not go gently to the dark night, as I said in my poem. Maybe I didn't say it. Then the big moments.
Yeah.
Suddenly you start getting acting jobs.
Yeah,
and
man.
Serious acting jobs. All quality films that you've done. You've got a nice body of work, if I may praise your beautiful muscular torso.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, so what? How does that. No One Killed Jessica is the first one?
Yeah, yeah. No One Killed Jessica.
So how does that
first
come about?
One. First one that sort of. Then I had done like some shitty one before.
Lesser known ones,
Yes, lesser known ones. And that came about there someone had
so
seen
still
my
doing plays.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still do play. Like the thing is.
No, what I mean is as a Channel V thing, you didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't
no.
That whole thing
no,
and
never,
this
never,
is what
never.
I do.
Yeah.
You kept your one foot in theater even
always.
Though money is rubbish and everything.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah. For sure. But whatever you learn there, whatever, you get confident of that. And you
but
go
most
to different
people
parts.
Slip there. You know, they can't keep going back to the theater because too much discipline and time going in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, 365 days in a year, dude.
Yeah, but I don't want to work more than 11.
No, that's true. So you do 11 of that and maybe like another 10 to 11 of something else.
You learn lines, Neil. After you use your first teleprompter, you know, I mean, that's so wrong, really.
I'm very bad with the teleprompter, by the way.
I'm very bad with teleprompters. I can't read.
Actually,
I have no skills, you know. I just realized I need to go back to a school to find something, carpentry or, you know, maybe start a religion. No connection
Jesus.
There. Come on, take us to the cinema journey now. So somebody sees which play?
Hamlet, the Clown Prince.
Ah,
which is Rajat Kapoor's this thing. We've run it for 10 years and we've gone all over the world with it. Israel, London, China.
Picked Israel first for some reason. Okay.
It seems quite out there.
Yeah.
So we did that and I'm a clown. I am a clown, right?
Yeah.
But I get acting
and
work.
And I started by venting about clowns.
Yes.
We'll come to that as
true.
We end. Yeah. So who came and saw it? Somebody, there must be a producer, writer, actress, actor.
Anmol. Anmol Ahuja. He was like a flunky then. Okay. Now he and his business partner, they have Casting Bay.
Yes. Amol. Kunal went to Casting Bay, my friend, yesterday for some web series.
They're doing very well.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting the role. He couldn't get through the doorway. His face was too big.
Oh, shit.
Back to you.
And so he had seen it, and Rajkumar Gupta, who was the director, was working on this team. And then he said, look, you got to test this guy out. He told his director. They said they got the video. So that's how, you know.
Which is the role?
I played the witness who turns hostile.
In No One Killed?
Hmm.
Okay, all right. So would you say that's the role that sort of launched you, and then people know your name as an actor?
Yeah.
You're on this VJ thing and all that?
It's a mass media, right? So the things I have spent more time performing on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But then until somebody sees you,
they
don't know you exist.
Yeah.
So there was that. Then after that, Shaitan had come about the same year. So the combination of that was kind of nice. Now people knew that there was this guy.
Shaitan
existed.
Did very well also, right?
I don't think it made many many money.
Many money is good.
Many money it did.
Once you spend time in Bollywood, this is the way people talk.
You ain't cool unless you mess it up. And but there were people, like we were doing plays and we'd go to Bangalore while the show
was getting recognized.
They're like, yeah man, I've seen Shaitan 3 times. Well, not so difficult to understand. But it's nice, the visual.
The power of cinema, it's something else. Once you're in cinema, I just believe that person gets a much bigger.
Yeah.
With us, otherwise, they come and they'll say nice things, maybe take a selfie and all. But the kind of look they give you when you're a cinematic icon, it's a different thing.
I'm working towards that.
Yeah, I've given it up because only surgery will help me, they say now.
Then
24?
24 was good. 24 was great. Again, I was like, to be or not to be and all. And then they were like, just come for the audition.
You
and
quoted Hamlet in 24 with Mandira Begum. I'm just asking.
They gave me 4 scenes and I'm like, man, listen, just let me come and try 1 scene.
Right.
And I picked the scene which
had
like 2 lines.
Why would they give you 4 scenes anyway?
I think sometimes it's not planned very well. It's just like, acha, kar lo, come, test it out. So I said, look, I can come in for 1 scene.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, I was doing a film for Dharma Productions called Ungli. Renzel De Silva was directing that, and Abhay Deol, who was going to direct the first season of 24, he largely... said, man, we're looking for this the David Palmer character. And so Renzel said, there's this guy,
check this.
So he sort of smuggled him into the editing room. And they saw 1 scene. So now this is the power of, you know, your angels working for you, because you're not doing
right
anything.
Right place, right time, right place, also right cue, in a sense, finding the right thing to show.
To sum up your initial question, I'm also a product
of such a philosophical and serious debate. Can I pinch your testicles for 1 minute? Just bring some brevity and lightness. Yeah, go on. Sorry, we just did that, hence the laugh.
Yeah, true.
He's pinching himself, so more laughs.
It's just people come and... I'm a product of the evolution of the mass media. It's because the mass media
And
evolved.
Completely unplanned.
Yeah, I got no ambition. Like, I mean, like, I want to work every day. I want to do something every day.
Yeah,
but I don't
have somebody else is looking and saying it's all very karmic. I like it. I like this journey. Sorry, cut. We want to finish a couple more quickly. Then there's Bang Baja Bharat. Is that your
that's a
YouTube series?
Yeah.
And what's that about?
We were having a party at home and my friend Anand Tiwari called me.
Roll the camera.
And he was like, listen, there's this. I was like, it was kind of late also. And I'm like, whatever you want to do, we'll just do here. Yeah? So, please give me a job in that show.
Okay, there are two more that I want to get into. There's also Saif Ali Khan's Kalakandi and Love Stories, both. Simultaneously, can you discuss them? Like, in the same breath, can you say both? Kalakandi, Love Stories about... like that?
I think Kalakandi and Love Stories.
I gave you a chance. No, come.
I can never be
so
a billionaire.
So, With Saif?
That part that Saif played initially when UTV was going to produce it was me playing it.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, they, you know, no one's going to sell the film then. But I asked for a
little
job.
Little complaint from a little.
I did think I
Doogie like, Howser meets Lord Fauntleroy. Fucking attitude. But it's not Saif's fault.
It's not Saif's fault. I would have done the same thing.
Maybe
as a producer, director, I would have done the same thing.
People have to believe. It's easy to go the easy road. Love Stories.
That's cool. Zoya Akhtar's film is the one I'm in. Really nice.
It's very
we had
sexual.
A chat. Initially, yes.
Do you have to take your clothes off?
Yeah, but I've done that so many times now.
Yeah, but...
That's okay.
And actually, what happens after that?
It's a tad cold.
Take your clothes off, the police arrest you, the party's over. Now, what's going on here?
It started with these two people having sex, and I thought it was great because there's
who
no
two? I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it? All right. The part, well, the actors are me and Bhumi.
And Bhumi, do you actually have coitus?
Yeah, with our clothes on, yeah.
How can you have coitus with clothes on?
Dry camera angles, yeah, it's all dry humping.
But you actually touch, right?
Not really, but...
You're not having coitus. You're just doing your own thing, like you're at home on Saturday alone. This is my story every weekend.
And the camera. Yeah. They actually took a shot of me riding a horse.
You're calling Bhumi a horse?
No.
She's in your mind, man. She's in your mind. Bhumi, we apologize. Please don't send us letters.
She's the best.
And Anu Menon, four shots, please. This is not the Anu Menon, the comedian, right?
No.
See,
no.
In your ass. What the hell are you talking about?
Who was saying that? No, she's not directing as yet.
Abbas telling me Anu Menon, the comedian. No. This is another Anu Menon.
But another Anu Menon is also funny.
Yeah. Back home in Kerala, there are many Menon, there are many Anus. Put them together, Anu Menon. There's Anu Menon every day. Stop it.
Okay.
So, four more shots?
Four more shots was great fun.
Ladies, the character, yeah. Female protagonist, the posters.
Yeah. I think four more shots, the girls are like India's Spice Girls in today's day and age.
Are you like a villainous grey character?
No, I feature into Kirti Kulari's story because I'm her
boyfriend.
Ex-husband.
Oh.
Then we have a child together. And also, former shots came about at a time when Fateh was born. He was like, my son was there, and I'm talking to Rongita on the phone, and she's telling me, this is what the brief is, this is what it's about. So I was like, yeah, sure. And it's doing really well, yeah, Cyrus. It's like, it's a real pop show.
And a
it's
cult show, popular.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Getting a lot of female viewership support, mm-hmm. I think that was also the key.
Totes, as
which means
say.
I love it. I have to watch it. So I'm a bit of a feminist myself.
Mm-hmm.
I like to wear female clothing in the dark. Also in the light, but then people object, so I just wear in the dark. Now
there's
me and my wife wear the same lingerie.
Right?
Our lingerie is exactly the same.
Oh, crap.
I took my waist in, and, you know, well, whatever. Listen, we're running out of time. Anything you want to talk about coming up next? What can we look forward to?
I am an artist or entrepreneur. I'm a performer. I shall live till 94 doing what I'm doing. If anything changes before that, so be it. But we have no retirement, no, in our line of work,
no.
The media. And
speaking to Mr. Bachchan, he said no.
Yeah.
Look, he's doing
how
well.
Old is he?
Mid-70s.
He's seven.
Goes mid-70s? To hospital, next day he goes to shoot. It's like that. And I'm not saying this is a joke. It's true. He was in hospital last week, and then a couple of days later he was on the set. Now I have to explain it.
Reading his lines.
Yeah. So what about the scooter? Initial story that you told me offline was you actually ride a scooter. I mean,
yeah, man.
Cool
I picked
actor
it up,
type and.
But you know.
So you're a leftist, or you just think it's practical? What?
It's practical.
It's just cheap.
I got a. It's damn
you got
cheap.
It free.
I've become really
Priyanka
cheap.
Chopra
El
gave
cheapo.
It to you, but, you're El cheapo.
Yeah,
so,
I'm El
well,
cheapo.
You've come
man.
To the right show. There is no one here who puts out in a financial way. Let me tell you. You have to pay for your coffee, by the way. On your way out. Priyanka's a name. GST compliant. So
oh, crap.
Go ahead and
I should have brought
bill.
My own.
Yeah. Yeah, and on your scooter.
Yeah.
To carry it. All right, listen. So quickly, anything else before we end? What's up next? Anything you want to talk about? Anything coming out?
I want to say this.
Are you going to direct?
Okay. Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin kind of humor. That's the kind of stuff I want to do.
You want to go back?
Yeah. I want to do that stuff.
But as a director or as an actor?
Basically as a creative sort of team. Because I don't have a director's vision.
Right.
Right? So I need to collaborate with people. I can put together a team and start doing that. Because we got to work in life. Now either you...
Collective
take a
talent.
Chance. Yeah.
Collective talent. But what about the plays then? Are the plays staying?
We'll keep going on. Every monsoon I do a new play because there's not much work in the mass media because unless you get a foreign shoot.
Right.
So for those 2 months, I can commit to like 40 days of rehearsal.
All right, Neil, I'm sorry we have to end, but I have to ask you this very important question. Mm. I want the list of all the women you have perhaps poured, touched, mm-hmm. inappropriately conducted yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to apologize to them on your behalf. So,
on my behalf, this will take over. Can't I come back for
we
the next
We start with the letter A. A for Anna, Anu, Anju.
Oh, shit. Correct how do you know all of it?
Yes, I'm going to go on. All right. Listen, cheers. Great talking to you, man. You're doing
thank
really
you,
well.
Sir,
we're all very happy. And please come back as you become a bigger bigger star. Don't ignore us.
Yes.
We're going nowhere.
No. I'm going to be here.
You can park your scooter anytime you want. Just call us. We'll hold it for you. But it's time for the AMAs. That was Neil Bhupalam.
If you have any questions for Cyrus, write to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
Okay, Neil has been kind enough to stay for the AMAs. Apparently, today is an off day, full December, and he doesn't resume work till Feb for some reason.
True.
In the meantime, hey, what's coming up? You didn't tell us. Is there a show?
Former Shots Part 2 is coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You fill us in. You fill us in as and when. You just want to tell us because they always argue about money and stuff. I know all this.
Of course.
Because I'm the guy who does the pimping in between. AMA time. Abbas has joined us.
Yeah,
he's also a comedian, producer.
Yes.
In that order. Yes, sir.
But playing the role of a producer in this case.
That's okay. You have to earn money.
This one comes from...
He was an RJ in Radio Mirchi and couldn't stand the job after 3 months.
Of course.
Okay.
This one comes from Dhruv Patel. Hmm. Hi, Cyrus and team. Love the podcast. My question is, why do some distant relatives come to family functions or family events and ask the most annoying question? Pehchana mujhe. Even though they know that the answer will just be an awkward silence or laughter.
Correct. Yeah, there's lots. It's lovely. It's a lovely piece of observation. I remember when I got married, there were so many people who came and said, how tall you have become. Firstly, I've never been tall. My dad is 6 foot and I'm short. Secondly, I was 29.
Right.
So when did I have this burst, you know? I mean, really. And so people say the most redundantly stupid things, especially far-flung relatives and friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think they just feel uncomfortable because they don't feel they deserve to be here. So they want to then overcompensate and it comes from there. So I guess as long as the karma from their side is not mean or malicious, we should just let it go.
True.
I'm so petty, man. Neil, I'd still say something bad. Like, what an ugly wife, you know?
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, beta, main kya karu, arrange thing.
High-fiving, arranged, you know.
Have you just ever made a fake backstory when they're like, pehchana kaun hai? I'm like, yes, I do. They just flabbergast them.
That would be one way to go.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense just for yourself. But I think his point is not the first guy.
Hmm.
See, it weighs you down after 3-4. When you're number 11 or something, you're now irritable.
Right.
You
know,
because it's the same sort of, in the same genre of questioning.
Right.
Hey, how beautiful you are. It's all this stupid crap, you know.
Yeah.
It's crap. It's always crap. A fat guy they'll call thin, and a thin guy they'll call fat, and all the wrong observation.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, looking very good, looking very fit. You've just come back from the doctor, says you have 2 months to live.
Right.
Because of your fat problem. It's so wrong.
Alright, this one.
But this is an Indian thing, I think, that the need to say nice things and please you.
Yes.
It's in our DNA.
Yes.
Like Neil came in and he said, you know, you're the oldest VJ. He meant to say, like, you know,
which is true.
Yeah. Because I'm still auditioning.
Okay, the next one comes from Shiva Gundu. His question is, hi Cyrus, I have been bullied because of my surname
Gundu.
Especially in North India.
I was about
India.
To go for it.
Since,
I was like an uncle at the wedding from the last Dhruv Patel question.
Since it rhymes with a Hindi expletive.
Yes, it does.
Have you ever been bullied at school or outside? How do you deal with it?
Oh, in college, I remember coming from one of these upmarket schools whose names I can't mention, Cathedral. You go to St. Xavier's College, you never mention that kind of thing. But they want to just level everybody out there. So I remember 6'4" in Schubert standing there and saying, boys, come here. And these all seniors standing there. And so they asked us, what do we do? I remember Karan Johar apparently said he was a choreographer and they really ragged him.
Mm.
But that's the wrong thing to say, as we found out.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd be able to macho it up a little bit. And because I used to swim, so I said, I'm a swimmer.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah.
You have no status.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to say?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
So I made up my swimmer into some glory of, you know, Michael Phelps.
Mm.
So they made me swim on the floor. And you know, they were doing like, shabash, come on, pull, and all. They're screwing you like parents do at a competition. And I'm like doing breaststroke, lying on my stomach in the middle of the college canteen. And remember, you're trying to make an impression with the girls. Now you've got girls for the first time, and they're all from different walks of life, and they all look gorgeous.
Yeah.
They're 16, 18, 19. Okay,
yes,
that sounds
so
creepy. But they're young girls, and that's your impression. So they'll always remember that moron looks like a frog who's, you know, on the floor doing breaststroke.
Hopefully you'll get some pity love.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But, you know, I don't have I'm not so against this whole bullying thing, Neil. I don't know where you stand.
Right.
I think up to a point, it can be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually bonds the community a little bit.
Yeah.
But then, of course, when it's taken, people are, some are, and some people are more sensitive than others.
Yeah,
and they just, they've had a bad day or lost a parent. I don't know. Just not the right time to make him swim. And then, you know. Next thing you hear is horror stories.
Okay.
Which is some of the films that you're making now. And I mean that in a nice way. I mean that in a nice way, Neil.
Alright, the last one comes from Rameswar Patra.
Huh.
Hello, Cyrus. I've been a huge fan of the show for a long time now.
Wow.
I love it especially...
That's the guy who heard our show twice.
Nice.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I love it especially when Kunal Vijaykar is around because inevitably food becomes the subject of debate and discussion when he's around.
Right.
Recently, I came across a Netflix documentary called The Game Changers, which talks about the power of veganism. He says, now I would have easily brushed this aside as propaganda, but something about the show somehow leaves a long lasting impression.
See,
I can't really put forward a counter argument when they say that in order to be as strong as a bull, you do not really have to eat a bull, since grass is pretty good at doing just that for them.
I've seen it.
He rounds it off by saying, I would like to know your views on the show in case you have watched it.
No, I saw it.
And your opinion on veganism.
As a bit of an animal lover, I want to give up meat at some point. So I saw it and tried to understand. Science keeps changing. Mm-hmm. Like the first told us cholesterol and yolk, and now no cholesterol with yolk. Cholesterol is what you already have in a sense. You know, it's not really about the eggs. So it's the same thing here. There's some credence to the theory. But mark this, that the people behind the document, people like Schwarzenegger own pharma, nutrition and things like that. End of the day, when you start debating about which food is good for you, non-veg or veg, you have to turn to the supplements. Yeah. They're the winners either way. You get it?
Right.
So if you look at it from a negative point of view, that's always makes sense for me that I can make sure I sell my supplement, because whatever you do, you'll get your 24 grams of protein, 9 grams of carb, whatever you want from my science.
If you don't
want to, you know, get into this whole meat is not as good as you think and veg, they're hyping it up, but is it really true? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. But there's something about the bull thing, no? Here, for example, the cow.
Mm. Let's not go there.
It's a safe animal.
Very safe.
I mean, just put that in for no reason.
Yeah.
Not for supplementation. But Neil, do you have a theory about this? That so the whole, have you seen it? The
game. No, I haven't, but I've heard about it.
Huh, the theory is basically that the veg edge, basically, that you'll have a better, healthier, and even a more muscular build.
Yeah,
so they've shown powerlifters and all that who are strictly vegetarian.
Yeah.
What's your take?
I'm sure there's some truth to every theory that people sort of invest their time to study. And it's all trial and error, man. We only live, what, 80? I mean, this much. If humans were each had like 400 years of a lifespan, we would have evolved better, really, like, some time ago.
Yeah, I was on a plane with Yogi Adityanath. I asked him his age. Anyway, we won't leave that. There's no point. Leave that. No.
There's actually a clip of him in the parliament talking about how he's a year younger to Rahul Gandhi and a year older to Akhilesh Yadav.
But he should call Rahul sir then. I mean, isn't that the way it is?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Or Sir G for Gandhi? I don't know. What do you think, guys?
G.
I have no Gandhi opinion.
Write in and tell us. And also tell us what questions you want us to debate on in our show.
@whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
@whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
Yes.
Wow. Neil Bhupalam, actor extraordinaire. He's got a play out. He's got a web series out. He's got movies coming next year. And he's got a young son. You're going to have another child?
Well, let's see what the story is.
And who's the lady? Oh, you haven't decided. Okay, whatever. Yeah. It's your call, bro.
Stick with the primary cast.
Yeah, whatever. Cheers. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
And that's what Cyrus says.